Welcome to the Fitness Canter Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Feigl. I'll be bringing you the truth about exercise by interviewing fitness professionals, exercise science professors and researchers, as well as fitness industry entrepreneurs and leaders. Hopefully you take this info and apply it to have a better, healthier, and happier lifestyle. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Fitness Canter Podcast. I'm very happy today to join with me Mr. Jordan Syatt. Did I pronounce your last name right?
Yes, you did, man. It's perfect.
Okay, perfect. Good guess. I first came to know Jordan through a video that I was watching. Many of you who I talk to and listen to this podcast know I'm a big fan of Gary Vee, and this is his personal coach, his personal trainer. Jordan is a 5-time world record holder in powerlifting. He's also a certified precision nutrition and Westside barbell coach. And he's been featured on CNN and the Huffington Post. So, Jordan, I appreciate you hopping on the call today, man. How's it going over there?
Dude, thank you for having me, man. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm all good. I'm in New York. I just got back to my apartment after some travel time with GV. What about you, man? Where are you based out of?
I'm in Cincinnati. So I'm about 2 miles east of downtown Cincy. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nice, so man.
You know, yeah, the distance, it's amazing how you can, you know, obviously, you know how to connect with people. I mean, it's amazing that we can do what we're doing and we're, you know, so far apart. It's pretty crazy.
100%. I love it, man. I love it. Like, I have clients in all over the world, and every time I get on the phone with someone, like, whether it's with someone like you in the same country, even, like, Ireland, Australia, Singapore, whatever, it's amazing that we have the ability to do this.
Yeah, it's a pretty special time to be born in, for sure. Hey, tell everybody a little bit about your background, how you got into personal training, how you got into fitness, and we can kind of go from there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a long story, so I'll try and make it as brief as possible, but basically, I grew up wrestling, so I started wrestling and I was like 8 years old, and then ended up making varsity as a freshman in high school, and from there I had to cut from 112 to 103 pounds every week, so I really started to have to learn about not only how to get stronger, but also how to maintain a high level of performance while dieting. So what ended up happening was I got into strength training, got into nutrition, and I became obsessed with fitness, so I got my first personal training job when I was 14, which was like totally like not necessarily allowed, but it happened, and I'm so glad that it did. And I ended up at a gym with some truly phenomenal coaches. I really lucked out because from 14 on, I was just basically constantly surrounded by science-based coaches and people who really got me involved in the right stuff, so I didn't screw around for too long. And then, and from there, it sort of just steamrolled. I ended up starting my own, I mean, I kept coaching and coaching and coaching, kept wrestling, but then I ended up starting my own personal training business online, at like 19 years old, got my website, started writing as soon as I actually went, I was invited to train at Westside Barbell with Louis Simmons, and then I went and trained with Eric Cressy at Cressy Sports Performance after that, and so all that time writing content for my website, putting content up on YouTube, really trying to leverage Facebook a lot, and just kept building my business online from 19 onwards. And now I'm 25. When I got out of college at 20, I don't know if it was 21 or 22, but when I got out of college, I was fortunate enough that my online was doing well enough where I didn't have to work for anyone else, so I could only do online. And then from there, about seven months ago, I got the job with Gary Vaynerchuk, and I was living in Israel at the time, just doing stuff for my online, and moved from Tel Aviv to New York in May, and now I'm with Gary.
That's awesome. That's awesome, because I think one of the I've been training for about 10 years now this year, and a lot of the clients that I have, they're in that corporate setting also, you know, running their own business, or they're in like a high pressure environment, kind of like you're dealing with Gary's in, right? So what I really wanted to focus on was how you're building what I call, quote unquote, a corporate athlete. And by that, I mean, it's somebody who is high level, go, 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 super focused on the job. And even Gary talked about this, how he put it a priority when he hired you to rein in his health and fitness, you know, which is pretty, I mean, it's something that not a lot of people think of. They think, all right, if I want to be successful, I have to just burn myself into the ground and my health can come secondary. But without that, without your health and your physical, your mental, emotional, like your spiritual, it all kind of ties into that. So that's why I would consider a corporate athlete. How do you go from training someone like online to someone who is as intense and focused as Gary? What's the separation there?
Well, I mean, before I did online, I was coaching people in person constantly. So, like, it's not like I mean, most of my training, if you look at, like, the length of my career, most of it's been in person. The online stuff came after. But, like, I mean, honestly, it's very easy to coach Gary, to be totally blunt with you. The schedule is the hardest part, like, trying to work around his insane schedule. Like, him and I train 7 days a week, and people hear that, they're like, whoa, what? You guys train 7 days a week? And it's like, yeah, we train 7 days a week, but not every day is an intense day. Like, it's usually about like a 4 day intense, like, strength split and then 3 days of recovery and stuff. But, like, the hardest part is working around, like, his lack of sleep or working around, like, what's going on that front. So basically training him, Gary is realistically the ideal client. And most people don't understand that, but he literally made me, the title of my position is CEO of his body. So whatever I say goes, and he's the best client from the perspective of, he doesn't say, he's not like, I don't know if I should be doing this. Oh man, like, blah, blah, blah. Basically, like, I tell him what to do and he does it, no questions asked. So from that perspective, he's literally the best client because there's no, like, ifs, ands, or buts. There's no, like, he's not showing up. The schedule is 7 days a week of training. So we're training 7 days a week no matter what, and I get to see him 7 hours a week bare minimum.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's – you don't have to, you know, specifically talk about Jeff Gary, but when you're with these people who are as intense as him, how do you rein in that part of staying focused inside that 1 hour every time you see him? So I'm sure, like, obviously I have people do, you know, they come into where I train and sometimes, like, they'll ask me to carry the phone around with them. And I'm like, you know, okay, fine. In case, you know, an important meeting comes along, I want their attention for that full 30 minutes or 60 minutes. You know, it's like, that's key. Even if I have to, like, you know, hey, I'm going to take your phone down away from you, or keep your phone in your locker while we can focus on, it's just an hour. It's just an hour out of your day. Everything else can wait. This is 100% about you. If you're with somebody who's just as focused as Gary is, what's the technique that you use to kind of rein all of that in?
In terms of, like, don't think about your phone, don't think about other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, how do you stay focused on just the session?
Just stay focused right here, right now, and that's it.
Man, I'm going to be like, I wish I had, like, the magic answer. I wish I had, like, oh yeah, here's like the simple, like, magic potion, or like the magic, like, several sentence word, like, a couple words you can use to all of a sudden, like, transform them and make them stay present. But, like, I'm going to be honest, I've worked with a lot of people, and straight up, especially when I'm talking about Gary, he's the easiest one to work with. Cause if I say you're not looking at your phone, he doesn't look at his phone. If I say, like, dude, like, your phone is off for this hour, his phone is off for the hour. Like,
okay.
I can say anything, and he's doing it. Like, it's very much like, this is what's happening, this is what we're doing today. The only time that'll change is, like, the schedule will change if he comes in and he got 2 hours of sleep on a night that he should have gotten, like, 6 or 7, and it's like, okay, like, and he's just completely wiped. He'll be like, man, I'm going to be honest, like, I just don't think I can do it today. And then it's easy for me to change. But, like, in terms of here's what I honestly believe is, like, if someone's coming in and they're not really focused, they're, like, focused on other stuff going on with their phone, they're not really focused on the session, that's a them problem. That's like a, like, you can have a sit down talk and you can be like, listen, here's the deal. You are working for however many hours in the day after this. But if you're investing time with me, you're investing money with me, and for these people, like, maybe money isn't an issue because, like, they might be making a lot, but guaranteed time is an issue for them. Like, time is probably what they value more than anything, because that's what they need as higher powered, like, these, like, corporate whatever. So hitting home on whatever is important for them, like, you have to be – you're essentially trying to, like, be a salesman for them about, like, to sell them on the idea of being with you for that hour. So if they value time more than anything, be like, listen, you run a business. Let me, like, use your body as the example. Your body is my business. And if you hired someone to run, like, if you hired a CFO for your business and, like, they were, like, sort of half paying attention, they weren't really giving it their all in the work, then you'd probably be pretty pissed, right? Well, your body is my business, and if you're sort of half paying attention, you're not really, like, working during the session as much as you could be, then you're not going to get the results that you want, and your business isn't going to succeed, and business being your body. So give me these 30 minutes, put your fucking phone away, and let's focus, and when you're done, then you can pay attention to your phone.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you brought up a good point. Like, if they buy into that, if it really clicks with them, then it's just you're off into the races. Right, but if you have somebody 100%. Who comes in, you're off to the races, and it's nothing but success after that. Even if you have to make adjustments, like, adjustments can be made, that's no big deal. But it's the hardest thing, like you said, to when somebody walks in the door and you know that they're having an off day, adjust. That's easy. But if it's constant thinking about other things or being 100% distracted or not even showing up for appointment, you know, like, it's one thing to be sick or to not be able to make it or X, Y, and Z, but if you're just blowing it off because, I don't really feel like it today, well, then you would do it and you have to sit down and have a conversation about, like, what's important to you? Why am I here? Why are you doing this? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So when you're not training him or another person in general, let's just go with anybody else, what are you doing in the meantime, prepping for, let's say, their next workout, or you know, do you focus on what kind of nutrition do you prescribe and et cetera?
So you're talking about, like, outside of Gary, like, what do I do for that?
Well, yeah, just like in general for somebody, if, you know, when they're not with you and you're hoping that they're doing their what I would call quote unquote homework, you know, if they're not with me, then here's your homework. You know, you gotta sleep right, eat right, and, you know, keep your stress level low and everything else. What's your technique in terms of making sure your clients are on track outside the gym?
Got it. Yeah. So, I mean, number one, it always comes down to the individual, right? Everyone's going to have different goals, different needs, different lifestyles, different preferences. For me, the most important thing is finding a way that's going to be able to keep them consistent more than anything. Because if they're not consistent with it, then they're not going to see results. And if they're not seeing results, then they're not going to stick with it at all. So, like, for me, I try and make it as simple as possible from the perspective of, like, let's say they want to lose fat, which almost everybody wants to lose fat. Not everyone, but almost everyone wants to lose fat and get more defined. So, okay, let's talk about nutrition. Let's talk about nutrition, because we know that fat loss is really going to start there. Then number one is calories and protein. The major thing that I have all of my clients do is they know how many calories they're eating, and they have, like, a certain number. Some days are higher, some days are lower. I like to give them some leeway. So, like, usually I'll let them eat a little bit more on days where they know they're going to eat more. So if I have, like, a business client who knows that, like, they're going to be going out to business dinners certain nights of the week, I give them more leeway. Or, like, if it's one of my clients who is just, like, with their family on Saturday, Sundays, and they need more leeway Saturday, Sundays, we'll eat higher calories on the weekend. So they hit their calories, they hit their protein, and they're good to go. That's it. That's all I care about. I don't worry about counting carbs or fats, because as long as their calories and protein are in check, they're going to be fine. obviously, I will talk to them about food quality. I'll talk to them about, like, what types of foods should be the majority of their diet. But that's never what I start off with, especially when someone is just coming to me. I feel like, generally speaking, number one, most people know what they should be eating. They know, like, apple, donut, what's the better choice? But when you break it down, like, why aren't most people choosing the apple? There are other factors going on. So for me, I would rather start with the basics. Let's hit your calories, hit your protein. And they're going to be like, wait, so you're saying that I can eat whatever I want as long as I hit my calories and protein? I'm like, yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. Then they start doing it. They're stoked, and they start trying to do it with Pop-Tarts or donuts or whatever. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, shit, like, I'm really hungry. But, like, they're like, making progress. Now they're like, oh, shit, I'm really hungry. They're like, hey, what should I eat to stay more full? I'm like, okay, well, let's look at your diet. What have you been eating? Okay, like, I haven't really been eating very well, but I've been hitting the numbers. Okay, cool. So what do you think you can eat so you stay more full for longer? Realistically, I should probably have some more fruit, right? That's a good idea. What kind of fruit do you like? Well, I love apples. Cool, let's have some apples. So they're making the decision on their own. I'm not telling them, hey, guy, you got to have this. They're making their own decisions. Because anytime you say you have to do this, whether they think it consciously or not, they're giving you a big F you. I'm an adult. Don't tell me what to do. But
exactly.
By you giving them the opportunity to make their own decisions, then they're making their own plan, and they're more likely to stick to it.
That's 100, yeah. I would just drop the mic right there and walk off the stage if I were you. Because that's what it is, though. They, you know, even when it comes to their nutrition and their fitness, like they're, if somebody asks me, I try to use, you know, the same type of techniques, like, similar to that, but I find that if I give people multiple choices, right? So instead of me just saying, if you use your example, what should I eat? Instead of me saying, well, let's just use something generic, chicken breast and broccoli, you know, I'll say something like, well, you have, you know, there's multiple different choices for like a protein. You have chicken, you've got bison, and you've got turkey. Have you ever had any of those? Yeah, I've had turkey. I don't really care for it. Well, have you tried bison? No, I haven't. Well, how do I cook that? And you go into those kind of things. You start asking questions about that. And then before you know it, you know, they're trying multiple different sources of protein, carbs, fats, whatever it is. But they've made that decision. And I just kind of gave them a little bit of guidance. And that creates your value. And then that also, you know, leads to their ultimate success.
100%.
Yeah. So when you're, let's kind of gear towards you a little bit. So I've seen him following you on Instagram and Twitter and everything else. You put out some awesome content in terms of like your videos. What's your workout when you're on the road? Because your schedule's got to be just now, maybe not just as crazy, but it's got to be, you know, crazy just like Gary's. What do you do for your fitness, and like, how does that impact your nutrition when you're traveling all over the place?
Oh man, that's, it's been crazy. So like, just to give you an example, like just most people don't understand how crazy Gary's schedule is. It's something that you don't get it. Like you don't get it until you see it. So just so like there's some reference point here, in the last like week and a half, 2 weeks, we've been from New York to New Orleans, to Vegas, to Seattle, to LA, to New York, to then we're from New York, then to San Francisco, then to New York, or then Miami, then New York, then back to then Chicago, then LA. Okay, that's like a 2.5 week time span right there.
Yep.
Wow. So insanity. Keeping in mind, for the majority of my career, I was a competitive powerlifter. So
right.
Which required massive amounts of my time devoted to my own training and nutrition. And not only just a powerlifter, but like I take a lot of pride in like I was fortunate enough to do very well in powerlifting. I'm one of very few people in the history of powerlifting to ever deadlift 4 times their body weight. And that did not come from like a year of powerlifting. That was like a decade in the making. So my training and nutrition, and not so much my nutrition, my training, huge backtrack from the perspective of, I wouldn't say it's suffered, but because of the situation that I'm in, now I'm not competing in powerlifting. Now I'm more just lifting for health and for performance and feeling good. It went from training maybe like 8 hours a week, 10 hours a week to 3 hours a week.
Right.
So like, but that's also in conjunction with very much of change of my own mindset and goals. I've decided that I'm not competing in powerlifting for the time being and focusing more on my business. So now if I have an extra 7 hours a week to dedicate to creating content, to working with more clients, to building my own business, that's more in line with my goals, because the reality is at this point, is going from a 4 times body weight deadlift to a 4.2 times body weight deadlift going to do anything for me at this point besides possibly injuring myself? No.
Right.
So, like, it's really, it's all about, and that's, like, the perfect example of, it's all about the individual's goals, and more than that, an individual might change their goals many times throughout the course of their career.
Right. Yeah, that's another good point, because you're, I mean, we're fortunate enough to be able to make ourselves a guinea pig, right, for our own training and for our own lifestyle. So the more that we're able to train and to adjust our own schedules according to what we're going through, because obviously we have our own lives on the outside of this. We try to balance with work, our own training, our own nutrition, sleep, and yada, yada. The more we're able to do that and understand that from our perspective, we can look at a client when they're saying to us, man, you have no idea what I went through this week, and maybe not 100%, but at least from a certain standpoint, you could say, you know what? I've been in a certain situation. Here's how we can adjust, right? I mean, it might not be flying 2 billion miles in a week, but it could be something as simple as back-to-back-to-back-to-back meetings, and you didn't really get to eat optimally, but you know how to accommodate for that, and you can adjust your training long-term. If their entire career shifts, then you can adjust that training because you've done it for yourself, which
100%.
That's a unique perspective. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I think honestly, there's a lot to be said for not just talking the talk, but also walking the walk. For, like, I think in terms of, if you have a client that says they want to get shredded, do you have to be shredded as a coach in order to help them? No, but it would help if you've at least done it before.
Right.
If for nothing else, then the mindset component. Because there's much more to fitness than just, hey, here's like the science behind nutrition and strength training, do it. It's also the mindset of like, okay, by the way, here are the mental struggles that are going to be a major aspect of you achieving this goal. So you have a client who wants to get shredded or even just like lose 20 pounds of fat. Like, okay, cool. Here's what you have to do. But by the way, when you're going to social events, this X, Y, and Z is going to be an issue. Here's how we can handle it. Or you're going on vacation. Like, you don't want to feel like you're blowing your progress. Here's how we can handle it. Those only come, that knowledge, the advice that you can give as a coach will only come from you experiencing it, not from you studying the science of it in college. That doesn't mean shit. Like, everybody knows, like, not everybody, but most people know calories in, calories out is going to be king. That's great. Saying eat less, move more doesn't help as much as being like, hey, you have this social event Friday night. Here's how we can structure your week ahead of time so that you can go and enjoy yourself without blowing your progress. That comes from experience, not from like just knowing how like the science works.
Exactly. Yeah, that's awesome. And I can totally 100% relate to that, because just today, earlier when I was training, I had a person come in, and he's lost over 20-something pounds so far, and he's doing great. He's feeling great. He's, like, sending me pictures of his food, and it's totally changed when he first started. Not to mention, he's starting his own business, so he's an entrepreneur, high stress, and he happens to be, like, a gourmet chef. So he can cook and just, like, cook anything he wants with whatever he has, and it's going to be awesome. So to get him to shift that mind frame to eating healthier options and still being able to, like, cook really good and manage his stress and lose 20 pounds has been awesome. And then his parents come
amazing,
to town,
dude.
That have, like, yeah, then his parents come to town and have none of those goals, you know, like zero. And he's like, look, you might not be seeing too many pictures this weekend. He's like, I don't want to send you, you know, shitty looking pictures of my food. I'm like, no, I want you to do that because this is part of your cycle. This is part of your practice. He's like, well, what do I do when we go to these restaurants? I'm like, look, there's always going to be a vegetable. There's always going to be a meat. There's always going to be a good source of carbs. There are options. You just have to know that you're doing this for you, not your family. You know, and if it's a certain kind of conversation, obviously, you're going to talk to your clients differently depending on who they are. But sure enough, like, he comes back this week after the weekend of his family in town, still on track, no problem. Sent me pictures. Was happy. His family was, like, super supportive once they realized what was going on. And it was like, man, just to know, to be there, because over the holidays, my family kind of did the same thing. They're like, you know, what can you eat and what won't you eat and what will you eat? It's like, it's not even about that. I just want to make good choices. And then by the end of it, everybody's like, oh, you know, I understand now, like, what you do and how you're doing it. But to have that frame of reference and then talk to him about it, you're right, that makes all the difference. You gotta at least be in some of your client's situations. At least have an open dialogue about it, if anything else.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think for sure. I think there's a multiple ways to look at that. I think 100%, like, the way that your client dealt with it and the way that you dealt with it, like, for that individual is phenomenal, and, like, so much respect for that. It's amazing. And I know for a fact how hard it can be, especially if your family or close friends are not in the same mindset. It can be really tough. I know, speaking from personal experience, I'm the only one in my family who's involved in fitness. I come from a family of obesity, aside from myself. And I guarantee if I wasn't involved in fitness, I would also be obese. But here's another really important aspect to this is, let's say his family came and he completely, like, ate like shit the whole weekend. Just completely, like, went to town, like, didn't pay attention to nutrition, didn't work out, just, like, had cheesecake, cake, like, had, like, donuts and ice cream and whatever, just completely went off track, came back the next week, was 10 pounds heavier. So what? It doesn't matter as long as he gets right back on track. And I think that's what's really important to understand is not every day or every week is going to be perfect. There are going to be times where you completely go off track. But the first, so I have a 35-video nutrition course that I give to all my online coaching clients. And the first video has nothing to do with calories, has nothing to do with protein. The first video is titled, You Can't Fuck This Up. And the entire concept is based around, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you, like, get drunk and then completely have a ton of food and, like, weigh in 10 pounds heavy the next day, because you didn't screw up as long as you get right back on track. And I just had a client this past week. It was an amazing learning week for her. She had lost about 7 pounds so far in the last, like, 6 or 7 weeks, so really on track with about a pound a week.
Yep.
And then last weekend, she ate more than she wanted to, like, significantly more carbs. She came back a couple pounds heavier. And the title of her email on Monday morning was, I'm really bummed, or, like, I'm really disappointed in myself. And I had to have a really big conversation with her, being like, hey, remember the first video? Like, you didn't screw this up. Just get right back on track. Now, we're on, what's today, Friday. She's already at a new all-time low because she's right back on track. And it's been a big learning week, because in a matter of 4 days, she's already back on track at an all-time low. And I was like, listen, let's pay attention. Let's, like, look at this week as a whole. You came in on Monday being really disappointed in yourself. Now on Friday, you're already have made more progress than you have at this point in the entire program, because you got right back on track. You can either at that point say, you know what, screw it, I screwed up and I'm done, like, or, like, I'm just going to keep screwing up, I'll get back on track next week. Or you could say, screw it, I'm only one bite away from being back on track, get back on track, and you're good to go. It's all about your frame.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what's another key component to that is that your client recognizes that. Not only that you're telling that person, but the fact that she emailed you and said, no, I'm really bummed. Well, that opens it up for you to explain what's going to happen at that point moving forward. That she doesn't have 100%. To feel that way because of X, Y, and Z. And the next time that she goes into a situation, she's already going to have, like, this frame of, you know what, just because I have this piece of pizza doesn't mean I'm screwing up. You know?
And exactly.
Not that she's going to think to herself, okay, I'm going to have this piece of pizza, I'll be, quote unquote, I'll be back on it tomorrow. No, it's part of your lifestyle, right? I mean, she's thinking in terms of her entire lifestyle. It's not like, it's me when I tell people, like, there's a difference between your nutrition and there's diet. Like, for me, nutrition is the quality of the food that you're eating. Diet is what you eat on a daily basis or a weekly basis. So it all comes together, and if she's thinking about that in a bigger frame, like, this is part of my lifestyle now, and she knows how to manage it, and she's thinking about it enough for her to email you with that title, I mean, that, I think that speaks volumes, personally.
I totally agree, man. 100%, I totally agree.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. It's a good insight to how you deal with everything that you have going on in your own health and wellness. To go a little different direction, I was just on Instagram earlier and I saw you posted a picture of a podcast. So that you're starting. You want to talk a little bit about that? Maybe get the word out there?
Yes, actually, it's funny. I literally just finished recording the first episode before I hopped on the phone with you.
Nice.
I'm stoked about it. I'm really excited.
Good.
It's basically what happened is I built my online business, and thank God, like it's fortunately done very, very well. And in the past 2 years, as online coaching has become, realistically, it's become a fad for personal trainers. They all want to be online coaches now. I get more and more questions. How do I start an online business? How do I get more clients? Yada, yada, yada. So me and one of my really close friends who also crushes it in the online world, we're like, you know what? Let's start a podcast. And so we just started the inaugural episode today of the Online Fitness Business Podcast, where realistically, I don't think there's anybody else doing this, and definitely not from the perspective that we have. We recorded the episode before the website is even up and live. So the first episode's done. We have some really big names coming in. We have Dan John coming in, Eric Cressy coming in, Alex Viata coming in. So we have some really big names to kickstart the entire process and get people excited about what's coming up. And the first episode is actually all about, 30-day challenges, how a lot of coaches think 30-day challenges are awful, and realistically how you can actually use them to be beneficial not only for your business but more importantly for your clients.
Oh, good. Well, that's awesome. I'm definitely going to subscribe to that for sure. It was funny because before we jumped on our recording, our podcast, I was talking to one of my colleagues, Aaron, and he was like, you know, I don't know if there's anything out there that talks about the personal training business, like building the business. And I was like, you know, there's got to be something out there. I'm sure there is. And we both were kind of like, well, I'm not, you know, not 100% sure where to even, you know, who I even look up or where to even find that. And then I hop on Instagram and there it was. I was like, that figures. I mean, it was within like 20 minutes of me texting you like, hey, I'm ready to go. But
that's amazing. It's funny. If you want, like, actually, I have an entire free course for that. If you go to the onlinepersonaltrainingresource.com, it's free, the online personal training resource. And basically, like, I've been writing about it for a long time. I have a free course made, but I was like, some people would rather listen to it. So that's why we created the podcast for it.
Nice. That's awesome. And I want to promote, in the show notes, I want to put your podcast and some other links for people to get a hold of you. So anything else that you're working on right now besides the podcast? And I'm sure you got a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, I have tons of projects. The biggest thing right now that I will definitely mention that has really started to pick up steam that I'm stoked about is my inner circle. And basically my inner circle is, it's actually a lot of personal trainers in there, but also just a lot of everyday fitness people who are trying to look better, feel better, lose fat, build muscle. It's an option for people who aren't able to, or necessarily like at a point where they're ready to pay my prices for one-on-one coaching, which are admittedly very, very high, but that's because demand is high. But it's where I give workouts every month, 3-day a week workouts, 4-day a week workouts, tons of metabolic conditioning workouts, nutrition advice. I hired a chef to create recipes every month to put in there. And basically it's $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime you want. And it's just a place where people can come in and be a part. We have a private Facebook group where you can be a part of it. And it's just a place where people can come in, feel supported, get literally all of the information that you need without like investing $300, $400, $500 a month into personal one-on-one coaching.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen it at the bottom of your email, so I'll be sure to tag that too. So
awesome, man. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you taking the time. I think there's a ton of good information, and if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, obviously they can hit me up, and, of course, they can get at you, and I'll have your Instagram, your Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff linked to the notes. So we'll get back after it, dude. I really appreciate the time, and keep doing what you're doing, and, you know, just keep crushing it.
For sure, man. Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Anything I can do for you, let me know.